Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Hello and welcome to the alien camp. Hello and welcome to the sunshine camp. We hope you enjoy your stay. Hello and welcome to the Sunshine Camp. Hello and welcome to the Alien Camp. We hope you enjoy your stay. Hello and welcome to the Sunshine Camp. We hope you enjoy your stay. Hello and welcome to the Sunshine Camp. We hope
It is 11:33 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for A Noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm. And today, a very special guest sitting in with me, Mr. Ugo Fist. How are you today, sir?
I am just fine.
Thank you very much for coming down today. And
it's a pleasure.
Could you just instruct the listeners what we just listened to there?
That was a little bit of Coombe Transmissions' recently released album of 1971 recordings. It's an album called The Sound of Porridge Bubbling. It's put out by Diaz Records. They've been doing a release campaign of some archival stuff that they've gotten from Genesis P. Origin. This was the first official Coombe Transmissions album that was never previously released, and that track was Welcome to the Alien Camp.
I believe that actually both of those Coombe Transmissions albums, like, wasn't there only like one copy pressed at one? Like didn't Genesis only have the only copy?
The first one was the Early Worm album, and that's just a Genesis P. Origin album. There was no official, no, it, like that album's from 1968, so there wasn't really a Coom at that point. It was just him and some friends messing around in his parents' attic with a tape recorder. That was the first album that Diaz put out, was the Early Worm album, and then they put out the Sound of Porridge Bubbling second. I think it came out last year, and there's a few other albums from the Coom library that are going to be coming out.
So should I get into, I should give you a bit of an introduction here, as I know you through mutual friends and whatnot, but I think you single-handedly own the largest collection of Psychic TV throbbing gristle-related experiments, is that correct?
I don't know, maybe in this city.
In the city, okay, you know, but either way, so that's kind of the stuff we're going to be focusing on, and we're going to focus on your own music as well. But first of all, we're going to give us an explanation of what your project is titled and what it is that you do.
I go by the name Mr. Fist for my performance, and basically I just record a lot of strange music in a lot of styles, all of it kind of off-kilter, very psychedelic, and you know, as strange as you want to be. It's all kind of put out under the Blood and Tongue umbrella, which is kind of my corporate identity, if you will. And I've got a website up. You can download. I've got about 100 albums that you can download through the site, and it covers like 30 years of productions, going back to 1981 up to the present.
So you're taking a tip from maybe, like, is this where Psyche TV influenced you in terms of prolificness then? Like, have you put out technically 100 albums?
I've got, yeah, there's 100 albums in, and it is 30 years worth of work, and I did take from their philosophy of release everything, you know, and I have released pretty much everything. It's all been organized and cataloged and made into nice, neat little piles for you to consume.
All righty then. Well, let's listen to something here. You want to introduce this track? Or?
We're playing the first track off.
We
this.
Are, sir.
This is a little number called Cocksucking Blues. This was recorded in 2001 and it is pretty self-explanatory.
Here we go.
Sucking blues. ITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is a Noise. Very special edition today in the studio, Mr. Ugo Fist. And you heard Something By Mr. Ugo Fist. Here, Cocksucking Blues. And then we mixed it in with out of your own personal collection there, Ugo. Best of Volume 1, the cassette tape version of Throbbing Gristle. Possibly the very first thing they ever unleashed.
It's the earliest thing I'm aware of. The first cassette that they put out in 76, it was just something they privately distributed amongst from friends. And there's volume one and volume two. Volume two is probably more widely known because it was reissued.
As very friendly, was it not?
Yeah.
Very good art.
But the first cassette is like you never see it anywhere.
Yeah. And then we heard... Slugbait, the ICA version, but it was off the backward version of Second Annual Report. And Second Annual Report being their first proper release, I guess, and released in forward and backward formats. The backwards one, extremely rare to find. And you just corrected me. I thought you could only get it with the Fetish box set, but you said it. You can actually get it as a standalone edition as well. And we were discussing, like, how did you first hear of Throbbing Gristle?
Wasn't until I got to Vancouver that I kind of started seeing their records and some friends started playing them to me. And then, I was certainly curious at first. I didn't quite get it. And then, a night of psychedelics and an appropriately timed listening of Second Annual Report's backwards version, and it all suddenly made terrible, terrible sense.
Absolutely. No, I've had many, many, many... visions, if you will, particularly Heathen Earth was mine. Actually, that was definitely a blotter favorite, if you will. We're gonna listen to some more of your own stuff. What track do we got here? Give it a bit of an explanation.
This is a little something called Trash Talking, and this is was kind of a little bit of a breakthrough for me personally in terms of coming through with a sound that I really found to be my own. This is from 2007, and it kind of got me in this whole idea of what I've called dead jazz, which is, you know, basically kind of improvised jazz-inspired music that's kind of decomposed and a little bit on the rotten side.
Very nice. Mr. Ugo Fist on CITR.
Damn. I'm a sandwich in that trash. Found some bubble up is I can blow me a smoke. Look at that hair. It's a penny on the sidewalk. Got another penny in my pocket. Got that penny on the sidewalk. Got that penny in my pocket. A rich man.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh!
Yes, the lovely sounds of Melhouse. That is a viral YouTube video going around of the infamous Mel Gibson phone message with some white noise in the background. And it very, very, very convincingly sounds like the wonderful William Bennett Project, better known as White House, one of the most extreme noise bands of all time. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. In the studio with me is Mr. Ugo Fist, better known as Mr. Fist, excuse me. And we just heard, what did we just hear there, sir?
Prior to good old Mel's rant, we were listening to a little bit of Psychic TV from Themes 2. It's actually the LP version. Side 2, which has never actually been released on CD or any other form since the original album release, so it's really quite rare. It's from 1985. A little bit of ambient ritual style music there.
Very cool. Really rare to find. You know, I've got it confused with... There's a whole bunch of different kinds of themes by Psychic
Themes
TV.
Themes 1 was the one that came as a bonus LP with
Force the Hand a Chance. Yes. Yeah. Very good record, by the way.
Both Themes 1 and 2 are highly recommended.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Before that, though, we heard...
We were listening to Trash Talking.
We were.
What we're on.
And that was you yourself.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear something else by you now. And why don't you give us a little bit of a warm-up and an intro?
Spam Baby. This is it. This was my, seeing as we're on the subject of TG and things related. Last year, I picked up the Throbbing Gristle sound effects box, the Gristleizer. And as soon as it came into my door, I thought, well, what am I going to do with this thing? And I thought, well, let's have a little fun with TG and do a little parody of them. And Spam Baby is the result.
I don't think they would mind, would you? Spam Baby by Mr. Fist on A Noise.
Thank you. Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
12:28 in the p.m. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. At 1 o'clock, we have the Afternoon Yak. We've got the Green Majority, your Canadian source of conservation information, hosted by our sister station at CIUT out in Toronto. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. And then today, very special preemption, actually, that's going on this afternoon. Our man on the scene, Adam J., is going to be reporting live from the Fringe Festival. So stay tuned for one of our many new on-location experiments. Hope you tuned in last night for our very first shindig, our annual Battle of the Bands, of course. Last night, I think the band called Clockmaker won. It was a real fun time. So keep going. And then 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel. 6:30 this week is Sansconscious Hideaway, I believe. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City with the lovely Caroline, and 11 o'clock, Hans Kloss with Hans Kloss's Misery Hour. Keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Luke. In the studio with me, Mr. Ugo Fist. What did we just hear there, sir?
We were just listening to a little bit of TG from the Desert Shore installation. This is a 12-CD wallet set that came out in 2007.
Limited edition of?
About 250 copies.
And you own it, I assume?
Yeah. And basically, what they've been for the past few years working on a cover version of Nico's Desert Shore album, and part of that process was to do a 3-day installation at a gallery in the UK in London. And they did like they set up their studio in the gallery and let people watch them record this album. There would be a 2-hour session twice a day for 3 days, and then they released the entire thing on 12 CDs. And aside from recording bits for the album, they would periodically just break out into these freeform jams, and what we were listening to was just one of these untitled jams from that.
That's some great ambience there, and we're gonna hear something from you again.
Yeah, we've got a little track called Children Are Food. Earlier this year, a friend of mine challenged me to do a children's album. This is one of the tracks from my children's album called Talking to Strangers. It's a little thing about kind of getting back to some of the old-fashioned children's fables.
All right, we're going to hear Children Are Food, and afterwards we're going to back it up. I wasn't planning on playing any today, but I woke up this morning, went on Facebook, and saw your page, and you posted a lovely link by the wonderful Hawkwind. So we will hear something from Hawkwind after this. This is Mr. Fist with Children Are Food.
Yeah. Did you come in to my house? I tricked them with little candies they love. And when they get inside, I push them in my
Oh!
Ah, yes, Hawkwind. You shouldn't do that. Well, yeah, you should. Hawkwind's always... Any excuse to play Hawkwind is good enough for me. And at least any Hawkwind with Lemmy in it. And that definitely was... That was off of In Search of Space. We special co-host today, Ugo Fist, playing us some rarities out of his own collection and stuff off of his own releases. Mr. Fist, where can you be reached at?
You can find me online at bloodandtongue.net. If you just Google Blood and Tongue, I'll come up right up at the top there. So it's easy to find.
Excellent, sir. And thank you for coming in today. We're going to leave you with another rarity. Since we've been kind of going on the Coombe Transmissions, Throbbing Gristle, Psyche TV, and we're going to finish off with, I guess, the most recent project,
yeah,
aside from the Throbbing Gristle reunion that Genesis Purge was involved in, The Majesty. What can you tell us about them? I've never really paid attention to them. So I've always been afraid, actually.
The Majesty is kind of his spoken word. That's how he describes it. It's done with a guy, Brian Dahl. He's the main instrumental guy. It varies from like ambient to kind of some funky stuff. And the track that we're going to hear is from an album called Mary Never Wanted Jesus. It was a Christmas album that they put out in 2004. And it's the title track from that album.
All right, let's check this out. The Majesty on a Noise.
Maybe it's over there. You
this
really
way.
Think so? Well, there's a light on.
You're welcome.
Mary, Mary, never wanted Jesus. Mary, Mary, never wanted
Thank you.
me. I'm waiting. Well, we don't have much time left. I guess everyone saw that light on. She's here. She's here. She's here. She's here.
Yeah.